Hi, I'm Elaine Erickson. I'm a full-time clerk here at Grand Marais Public Library. There are two clerks at the library. I'm the only full-time clerk. Jean is a part-time clerk. And we're the ones that sit at the desk as you come in the front door to the right, and we're there to help you find what you need at the library. Okay, you're all set, and that one is due on January 4th.
Thank you.
How about that?
Yeah.
There are no typical days in the library. I get here at 8:30 in the morning. A lot of people don't realize that I'm here until 10 o'clock when we open, actually. But I'll get here at 8:30, and I'll look in the bin in the back room next to the back book drop. And a lot of times, especially in the summer, that will be overflowing with books. So just handling those and checking those in on the computer to take them off your record takes a lot of time. So that's one reason I get here early. And then I also count the money in our cash drawer from the fines that I take from you and the money we collect from the copy machine and your printouts. Then after that, it's usually about 10 o'clock. We open the doors and we're ready to help you. One of the most fun parts of the job is giving a young person their first library card, because they get this card in their hand and it empowers them. They know that they can check out books now with that on their own without their parents. So it's kind of nice, and it's a good way for them to learn about taking care of public property and doing the right thing. Okay, and you can see the due date is right on there.
Okay.
You're welcome. The most rewarding aspect is seeing somebody get excited over what we can give them and what we can give them so quickly. In one case, the grandmother came in and she remembered a story from when she was a child, a Christmas story. She didn't remember the name of the book or the author, and she wants to get the book to read to her own grandchild. Just by looking at, or asking her a few questions about what goes on in the story, if we have just the right keywords or the right information and it doesn't take much, we can find the book that she was reading as a child. And that really makes me feel good to help somebody like that. She couldn't believe that we found it. It's hard to believe that you can pick a few words out of a story and put them into one of our little catalog searches and come up with the book. Some days in the summer are so busy, and just the volume of books that we handle, I can get tired by the end of the day, physically tired. But I have to say, I've never been emotionally drained from this job like I was working in the hospital, where you go home and you worry about what happened at work and you don't forget it all night long. I can go from my job and just have pleasant thoughts and go on with my day. I love this job. I'm not quiet about that with anybody, and I've told a lot of people that I do love the job. I didn't expect this, but I love this job.
You've been listening to a segment from WTIP's new series called Behind the Work. Behind the Work is a production of the WTIP News Department. To hear this segment again, or to check out our local news headlines, visit us on the web at WTIP.org. Audio from interviews, news features, and segments from our Behind the Work series can be found right on our news page.